only a few stocks drive the market higher.
Have you noticed? I mean, I bet they could tell.
Listen, Tesla. Because of a low inflation environment. Okay, can I be honest without being sensational? And I promise I won't upset any of our sponsors or business partners. Right, we are now sitting on an economic house of cards. Job market is terrible. Wages are not high enough right now. They are going to need to almost double wages again to drive people back to work, because what COVID did was make people realize, hey, time with family is way more important. We'll talk about the better.com CEO later, but employers, you need to treat your employees and your staff better. Because if I'm going to give you 8 hours of my life and get treated like garbage or not even fair, why would I want to spend time inside your castle when I can build my own? And this is also the problem when you have quantitative easing in excess for many years. At some point, we are going to have to taper back and just say, hey, we need more products, we need more services, we need more programs to help people learn how to code, learn how to build businesses. We need better political leadership. Joe Biden has not delivered on anything he said he was going to do. Not that we thought he was going to do it, but he hasn't. We're going to have to reshape America, or it's going to fall apart faster than we ever hoped. So when people are like, hey, China can't beat the United States of America, they already beat us. What are you talking about? Go look at the data. The war is already over with. Now, is there a chance we can recover? Absolutely. But we're going to have reform very fast at scale. And that's why Apple, Microsoft, Google, there are a few companies that are leading all the gains. And without them, man, things would be absolutely horrible. So that's why I always tell you guys, you only need four. It's really going to be six companies every decade that are going to dominate. Invest in those, and your investing job is really easy.
Mm-hmm. Square is a company that everybody has been asking about.
Yeah,
talking about that lately, and it has dropped. It dropped pretty drastically, actually, in the last couple of weeks.
We told them, but they listen.
And still dropping. Still dropping.
No, so, everybody put the price. The ultimate price he was going to go to.
I think we had a call. It was like, yo, we looked at the support. Was like, yo, we could get to 153. But and when we got on the phone on Shadi, I was like, look, it's not time yet. It's not time. You're like, well, it went up. I'm like, nah, not time yet.
I'm going to give you all the real price. Again, the real price it really could go to is $129.73. So some of y'all keep asking me, hey, what are these like phantom prices I'm giving Royce and Charlamagne? Like, y'all act like I'm giving prices to the mafia, right? It can go to $129. Do I still like it at $170? Absolutely. If it goes to $129, I am loading the boat.
Yeah. I think that's what people get like misconstrued. Like, they're like, yo, Troy, man, Disney's down at 150. I liked it at 160. You think I like it at 150? Yeah, I like it at 152. Yep. 160 was my number. That's what I'm saying. So, like, when I'm telling y'all, look, hey, these are my number. That's my number. Find your number. Like, that was mine.
And I'm giving you guys the number.
And he's getting, and he's giving you. Now, here's the thing, right? So, here's what happens, right? We'll see. Like, even on today, I was watching halftime. Like, now they're like, oh, wait, Disney is completely oversold. This is a buy. This is one of the top picks for 2022.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, it is. I'm like, bro, but we've been telling y'all for the past 6 months. Yeah, I real quick, because I don't want to miss this. And I know you spoke about the companies that moved the market, and this might, hopefully people saw this, but some companies are going to be added to the NASDAQ 100. And so I don't want to breeze over that. I want to make people aware of that. So the NASDAQ 100, it tracks the largest 100 most actively traded U.S. companies listed on the NASDAQ composite. And so Lucid Motors is going to be added, Zscaler, which I've talked about, I don't know how long, as far as cybersecurity.
Forever.
Airbnb, Fortinet, another cybersecurity, and Datadog. Just kind of see what's going on here. Palo Alto Networks, they're all going to be added after Friday. So Friday at close, they're going to be added to the NASDAQ 100. Why is that important? Because we talk about this ETF called QQQ.
Mm-hmm.
And that tracks the NASDAQ 100. So QQQ is the ETF. Those are going to be added to the NASDAQ 100. So if you invested in QQQ, congratulations, those are going to be added. And the 17th, I got to say this because a lot of people, I had a conversation last week. I'm like, people wanted to open up their brokerage account and invest in this week. I'm like, hey, this is going to be a tricky week. Obviously, there's going to be a Fed meeting on Wednesday, but also it's going to be quadruple witching this Friday. And we speak about quadruple witching every quarter. Yep. So for those who are not aware what it is, it happens four times a year. It's the third Friday of March, June, September, and December. So this Friday will be the third Friday of the month. And this is where futures and stock index options, stock options, people take profit, they sell, they exercise.
Expirations on.
They take their profits here. So contracts expire, expiration dates expire. So if you're in the December 17th option call or future, it's going to expire Friday. Please get out. If you've made profit, if you haven't, the time is almost here so that you don't have to see that anymore. So just be mindful of that. I know E-Trade sent me an alert like, hey, you got some contracts expiring this Friday. I just want to give everybody a heads up now to look at their portfolios. Please don't miss it. And especially if you made profit, because if you made profit and you don't sell.
Oh, baby, you're going to be crying.
You're going to be crying. You will be crying. And you can't say that we didn't tell you. The good brothers here at Market Mondays told you. Make sure you look at your portfolio, yo.
Yeah, I do like Lucid at 2276. My bad, Rashad. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
2276 for Lucid. Do not touch Airbnb with a 10-foot pole. No competitive advantage. You don't have to listen, but if you do, I'll make you money. If I've made you money, please put yes in chat. But yeah, 2276 for Lucid. I like them. Datadog, they're solid.
Datadog is going crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Fortinet too. And just like, if you look at their charts, just incredible gains.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Y'all still love AMC or no? Or is it tumbling like I told you?
Whew. Did we even watch GameStop today? Down 14%.
What happened to the GameStop gorillas? Nighty night. Ian doesn't know. How dare he? Boy, I just want to make y'all money. Y'all make this so hard for me. Just want to make y'all money.
No, not Fortnite, y'all. Fortinet. So Fortinet. Cybersecurity. Not Fortnite.
The mistake of better.com.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know. Listen.
Let me give people what happened here, and then I'm gonna let you just go off. All right. So better.com. This is crazy. So the CEO, right? The chief executive, his name is Vishal Garg. The other day, December 1st, actually, he laid off about 15% of the company's workforce on a Zoom call. So about 900 employees were laid off on a Zoom call. It's actually on YouTube. You can actually see it. Mm-hmm. Here's how it went. He said, if you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group that is being laid off.
It's 900.
The unemployment here is terminated effective immediately. Have a good night.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.